I know that we have a number of folks out tonight, and you probably are wondering where everybody is. There are, just to kind of bring you up to date here, there are numerous fires that are burning throughout the county. And we have been contacted by a number of the members of the congregation this afternoon who are fearful of losing their home. Their property has been burning. I know that Gary Warren and Tony and them had to evacuate their house this afternoon because of the fire that was raging. And they were getting ready to go back down to take a look at their house. I know that some of the homes had burned and they were moving out cattle and farming implements and all kinds of things this afternoon. And a lot of them that live up on North Link. We just got the word a few moments ago that the county had called all of the people that lived out on North Link and up on Stephanie and up and throughout that whole area out there where Bob and Mary live. On Willowbrook Way, and also the Johnsons, Mark and Linda Johnson. They're just numerous people that would have been here tonight. But because of the fires that are raging out there, they were told to be prepared to evacuate, that the fire was about 3 miles from their home. And that fire is moving north also toward Frankston, up in the Pornu area. Someone told us earlier that probably somewhere between 10 and 14 different fires that are burning throughout the county. And so anyway, we had determined, Dale and I, a moment ago, that we would probably make this brief tonight. And I have never been criticized for presenting a short sermon, but for presenting a long one numerous times. But anyway, I want to speak to you tonight from my heart. I generally speak to you from an outline and from the heart, but I thought it would be good maybe for us to focus on what Jesus said about helping other people. You know, one of the great blessings of God is that He loves us and He reaches out to us sometimes in ways that we don't comprehend and understand. But He is a loving God. And the book of John, the 3rd chapter and verse 16, is a passage that we all remember. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have life everlasting. And so God teaches us that we are to be a loving, a compassionate people. In the book of 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8, the Bible says, "Brethren, if God so love us, we ought also love one another." So love is that supreme commandment of God. In the book of John, the 13th chapter and verse 35, Jesus would say, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, and hereby shall the world know that you are my disciples." And so that love transcends actually into responding in ways to be helpful to other people. One of the great stories that Jesus told was the story of the Good Samaritan. You remember that story. It probably is one of the, and I can tell you and be honest with you, it is one of the earliest recollections of my Bible literacy. I remember my mother telling me that story when I was a young boy about the Good Samaritan. Now, we don't read that he's a Good Samaritan in the Bible. He's not called that. He's just called a certain Samaritan. But we generally refer to him as the Good Samaritan biblically because of what he did. His love for humankind reached out to minister to the needs of other people. And the Bible tells us that there had been obviously a Jewish man who had been beaten and robbed and left for dead, or at least half dead, I guess you could say. He was on the side of the road. And the two people who were to come by that day and saw him were the priest and the Levite. They were on their way up to Jerusalem, and the Bible tells us that they were making their way to take care of their priestly duties. And in their sojourning, they felt they didn't have time, or whatever they conjectured in their mind, to take care of the needs of this Jewish man. And the Bible says that they looked upon him with compassion, but they didn't do anything about it. And so their love really meant nothing at all. And even in the Old Testament, they were taught to love. They were taught to love God, to love their neighbor. You remember the Ten Commandments, first of all, was to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And many of those commandments of God that were given in the Old Testament also related to loving your brother, your Jewish brother, loving those who are even maybe not Jews. And so anyway, Jesus even broadened on that. And so when this Samaritan, the one to whom the Jews looked upon with great contempt, came by, and he saw this Jewish man over there who was hurting and he had been beaten and robbed and left for dead, he goes over to where he is and he responds to this man's need. The Bible says that he pours in wine and oil on his wounds, and that really was the essence of what we would do today, I guess. If we had medical technology, we'd do just about anything we could, the thing that was available. And that was all that was available to him. But he would pour in that wine and oil and kind of soothe his wound. And then he put him on his own beast and he took him to an inn. And he told the innkeeper, he said, look, if there's any additional charge other than what I've already paid you, he said, I'll be coming back this way. And he says, when I come back this way, he said, I will see that you're taken care of. I will pay his bill. And Jesus was prompted to tell this story, actually, by a statement that he made. And Jesus said that you're to love your neighbor as yourself. And so this man asked the question. He said, well, who is my neighbor? So Jesus tells his story. And then he said, the answer to that question is in this Samaritan. And he says, who was neighbor? And he answers in himself. He says, go and do thou likewise. So Christ teaches us that we are to be benevolent, that we are to reach out to other people. And so when I think tonight about those who are hurting and those who are fearful of losing their home and those who no doubt are in great anxiety tonight, these are people that we ought to reach out to. And so let me suggest tonight, when you get home, maybe call some of these people. Let them know you're concerned about them. I think that really is a manifestation of our love and our interest in them, that we want to do whatever we can. It is a horrible thing to be put in harm's way in whatever way it happens to be. And certainly we know tonight that since they're evacuating those people out in there, and many have already left to go home, it is a terrible thing. And so we just want to pray tonight that God would bless them and that God would use us in whatever way we might be used. We are to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, the book of Galatians chapter 6 says. And so we ought to do anything within our power to help those folks. And by the way, we mentioned also this morning that there is a list for those who would be willing to sit with Sybil Perry during her dying days. And so if any of you can sign that list out there, it certainly, again, would be a manifestation of your love and your interest and your care for that family as well. And so we would encourage you to do that. We thank you for being here tonight. We are, as we said, going to make this very brief because I know that others, even here right now, are anxious to get back to their home. They've been watering them down all afternoon, trying to do exactly what they've been told to do, but the fire continues to rage. The wind has just been extremely high today, and so I hope that we will do whatever we possibly can to help meet the needs of these people and show our love. Quite possible in an audience like this, as we mentioned this morning, there are some that are not Christians that desire to obey the gospel and become Christians, and you can do that very simply by obeying Christ, by believing and repenting of sin and confessing his name, and by being baptized or immersed in water for the forgiveness of sins. And if you're here tonight and you have some special need, you may not have a fire burning around your home, but you may have a fire burning in your heart. There may be a problem going on. Well, you know, we certainly are willing to pray about that and pray with you and for you tonight if you would make it known to us. Dave is going to, or he has selected a song of encouragement that we're going to sing, and we're going to give you an opportunity to respond during the singing of that song. So let us stand and let us sing.